Podcast City Network. The Everett Lee Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Everett Lee Show. I am the Everett Lee. I want to give a quick shout out to everyone that follows me on social media over on Facebook, Everett Lee Show, Twitter, at the Everett _ Lee, and of course, Podcast City Network, your top source for independent podcasting. Be creative, be yourself. Follow them on Facebook, Podcast City Network, Twitter, at Podcast City Net, and their website, podcastcity.net. Night three of FGW Week to promote FGW. Future Great Wrestling presents Origins 4 on February 4th. And what a great way to finish off night three tonight with none other than the FGW Future Great Wrestling Heavyweight Champion of the World. None other than the guiding light, Matthew Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You got my name right and everything. We're off to a wonderful start, child. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, champ. I practiced in front of the mirror today just to make sure I got it right.
Well, good. You know what? This is a special night for you, so I'm glad that you did that.
Thank you.
I expect nothing but your A game.
Oh, you're going to get it tonight, man. You're going to get it tonight.
Good.
Talking about A game, Mr. Taylor.
Yes,
it's been a crazy 2021 for you. Had some ups and downs with you coming in FGW, because I know the congregation was about to fall apart, but then you were brought in, and the congregation brought in the guiding light, Matthew Taylor, and there was only one way the congregation could go, and that's up. And coming in FGW. Yeah.
So what you're saying is I did what for them? Saved them.
Yes.
I saved them. I saved the congregation. I saved FGW. You're all welcome. It was a sinking ship. And everyone reached out their hand and I grabbed it and I pulled them back above water. You're all welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Been great.
No. Say thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, child. Go on.
Okay. It's been great. It's coming in and making yourself noticed there with the locker room, FGW, and the fans that attend every Friday night there at the FGW arena. Everyone, you have some people that love you and hate you, and you pretty much having the fan base of people enjoying Matthew, the guiding light, Matthew Taylor, or not, you know, disapproving of your ways. How do you feel about the fan base at FGW?
Disapproving of my ways? I'm pretty sure they all love me. They all appreciate everything that I've done for them, and as they should, because like I said, you know, a moment ago, this place was just sinking. It was down. It was almost gone, and I was here to save you. What is there not to love? I mean, I don't know where you're getting all this from, you know, people hating me. I don't ever see that. All I see is love and forgiveness, and that's what I brought to this place. Harmony.
From what I hear from the fans when I watch FGW every Wednesday night, Shockwave at 7 p.m. on YouTube, I hear a lot of hate in the background from the fans and stuff. I don't know what it is, what they do not like about you.
I don't know.
I just don't know. And you've been a fighting champion and a fighting person, a light, as you would say, as yourself, the guiding light in the FGW arena. You've had some battles. You had a battle with Cody Hawk this year, which was, I'd have to say, one hell of a battle there. And you came out on top as the FGW World Heavyweight Champion. How did it feel to get that belt? The belt looks great. I have to say that right there.
It does. How did it feel? You know what? It was the accumulation of all of my hard work and every promise that I made coming true. It felt amazing because I knew that finally, once that happened, that I could finally fulfill the destiny that I had promised everyone to make it a better place. Because although I love Cody and I have nothing but respect for him, there was only so far that he could bring FGW. I am the only one that could bring it above, rise it above to places it's never been before. And that's exactly where we're at now. So how did it feel? It felt marvelous.
You've had a lot of opponents that stepped up to you, but they've cannot get the job done with taking that title away from you, man. Taking that title away. There was no way that they could beat the Guiding Light, Matthew Taylor. I mean, there's some stuff that's happened in matches with some outside interference. How do you explain that?
You know, people, they try to step up and they try to beat me any ways that they can. And if they want to use outside interference, you know what? I am the only one that's protected by, because I believe in the light and I am the light. And as long as that is, I'm protected. So they can do whatever they want. Nothing can touch me at that point. They all lack faith. I do not, sir.
You have strong faith. I will say that you do have strong faith, and you have a following, a big following. But it seems like it's starting to fall off there with some of the followers. It's not that big as it was. Why is that?
Well, you know, as in life, we evolve, and when you evolve, you know, you have to make tough decisions, and those tough decisions sometimes means cutting people out, cutting people who are not pulling their weight. And that is exactly where I've been. You see, when I took over the congregation, there was too much dead weight, and now we're flowing nice and smooth.
You are. But the one thing that I have a question about, and last night I had the Prophet of Pain, Amos, on last night. And that is right now your relationship with Shauna Reed or Tavia, whoever she is at the moment.
Tavia, yes. Yes. that relationship is one of trust and understanding, because you see, everyone else wanted something from her, but I gave her something. You see, I set her free. And there's nothing more beautiful than that.
You set her free. Yeah. That's strange, because you've done something. People's talked about you having some kind of spell on her.
Spell? Yes. No, child, please. No, you see, I just simply showed her that there's a better path to live, you know, a better path to take, a better way to be. I don't see anything wrong with that. And if this is how she feels the best needs to express herself, well, shame on all of you for thinking ill of that.
She's been great, FGW. I've watched Shauna Reed from the beginning, from FGW, and her metamorphosis into different characters, the voices in her head. You pretty much have set that voice of Tavia out. You've released it.
You're all welcome. You see, that voice that you're talking about, this side of her was just dying and crying to be free. And with everyone pulling her every which way, I simply asked her to take my hand and I showed her the right way to be instead. So I see nothing wrong with this. I don't understand what everyone's problem is. I have no hold on her. I have no spell on her. She's free.
Well, she seems like from all the chatter I hear on the interwebs and everything, that Shauna Reed is pretty much is in your control. You have control over her.
Oh, no. Goodness me. No, child, please. I don't control anything. I don't control anyone. You see, like I keep saying, you know, I showed her the light. I showed her the gospel. I let her make her own decisions, and I set her free. I mean, you watched. You saw what Amos put her through. You saw what Cody put her through. She had nowhere to go, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I gave her a place to feel safe and to be free. There's nothing wrong with that.
A lot of people feel that you've pretty much taken Shauna or Tavia away from Cody was a way to get back at Cody, at Cody Hawk.
My word. That's just silly talk. I told you a minute ago, I have nothing but love and respect never do anything mischievous and terrible like that to that man. I saw someone in trouble. She was in trouble. She needed help. She needed to be free. And she is. That's okay.
She seems different, but that match tomorrow on February 4th, Origins 4, Scotty Amos going up against Tavia. Will the Guiding Light, Matthew Taylor, and the Congregation be at ringside for that match?
Child, you see, we're a family. And family always has each other's back. So if I deem it necessary, we'll be there for her. But I do believe that she can hold her own. But time will just tell, I see. We'll see.
It will. It's one of the matches I'm looking forward to on February 4th at FGW, Future Great Wrestling Presents Origins 4. That's one of the matches I'm definitely looking forward to. The card is stacked for this event. It definitely is. Sure is. A lot of talent coming in there. Besides your match, which I'll be getting to here just shortly, what other matches you see on the card that that catches your interest?
Well, I mean, outside of the obvious one with Tavia, I would say the Cody Hawk match with Brian Michaels. That's 4 years in the making. It's going to be a barn burner. It has a chance to steal the show. And I'll be watching that one very closely.
Nice. It is. That one's 4 years in the making. I definitely agree with that because I mentioned it to Ryan Michaels on Monday. And, of course, Scotty Amos mentioned it too. So everyone's going to have their eyes on that match there besides, you know, being focused on their matches as well too. But speaking of your match, champ, Drew Skills has been a force to be reckoned with throughout all of Ohio and many promotions. He's won many championships and a lot of promotions, ranging from AWR to IWF to XICW, just all these championships he's won. But there's one championship that he wants on February 4th, and that's your championship right there, Mr. Taylor. He wants the FGW World Heavyweight Championship.
Was that supposed to impress me? All those lists of accolades you just put out there?
I was.
Who do you think you're talking to, child? Do you not understand? Every promotion I've gone to, I've won. I've taken every champion that they have to offer. Do you understand that?
I do.
You?
I do.
Yeah, I think you should. I think your hype that you're putting behind this man is misguided, because you see, Drew has this tendency to walk into FGW back out whenever he wants. He doesn't want to put in the time. He doesn't want to put in the effort because he thinks people are stupid. He thinks they have forgotten all the terrible, terrible things and done here. He says he's taking this back for the people. He wants to save the people. I've already done that. So, Drew can want all he wants, but he's not going to get it because I am forever the FGW heavyweight champion.
It's going to be a tough obstacle to get over. It is. Drew Skills is going to be pretty tough to get over. And I'm looking forward to you bringing your A game because I know with the Congregation and you being the Guiding Light, I don't feel that enough of your John Koresh persona would be enough to retain that FGW championship. How do you feel about if you don't happen to beat Drew Skills? What would...
Did you just say to me that I am not enough?
Pretty much.
Is that what you just said? Oh, pretty much. That's what you just said. Who do you think you are? Do you think you're a tough guy because you're on the other side of this video call that you can just talk to me in that manner? Do you know the things I've done? Every single person that has stepped up to me in FGW, I have sent back. Not one of them have been able to handle me. Not one of them have been able to beat me. That is why I am the longest reigning FGW champion of all time. That's why I will continue to be FGW champion of all time. And you, sir, need to start respecting that.
I do respect you as a fighting champion. I will give you that there, Mr. Taylor. I will. But what I question about is at especially cold-blooded with being handcuffed and pretty much Tavia handing you your victory right there on a silver platter. How did that come about?
She didn't hand me anything.
From what I've seen,
Tavia and I, no. She didn't hand me anything. I won that match. I retained my championship. We all agree that the way that this belt needs to be is with the light. So there was no underhanded tactics. There was nothing there. I won, and that is all that matters.
You pretty much held on to that championship with a lot of outside interference, and now having Tavia there at your side. So this is going to be an interesting match to see on February 4th with Drew Skills, because Drew Skills is a powerhouse, and I don't know from a fan's point of view, looking to see, because I do believe Drew may come out on top, but however, there's always a way for the guiding light, Matthew Taylor, to come out on top. There is always a way. There's always a way for you.
Disrespectful and everything I've done, and that my friend has been the problem with every single one of these FQW fans. You see, you have just gotten so used to me being there every single week, putting in the time, putting in the effort, stealing every single show, that you don't respect what I've done. You want to say Drew can beat me because Drew's the next Johnny come lately to come walking to me? No sir, this championship is going nowhere. You need to understand that. Every single one of the fans need to understand that I am what is best for FGW, and I will forever be their champion.
Okay, we'll definitely see this Friday night, February 4th at Origins 4. FGW presents Origins 4, February 4th. Be sure to go to the show there. If you're in the Hamilton, Ohio area, please attend the show, because you're going to see history made as my guest, the FGW World Heavyweight Champion, the Guiding Light, Matthew Taylor, takes on the unstoppable force of Drew Skills. And before we take it home here, Mr. Taylor, is there anything else you want to add or say? And another thing to add on top of that, what should people expect more out of you in 2022?
In 2022, I should expect more of the same. Me just constantly being champion, me constantly stealing the show. And what you should expect out of me at Origins 4 is the only thing that you should ever expect out of me. You see, I'm going to put on a show that you will never forget. I'm going to show you things you have never seen before. And I'm going to put on the performance of a lifetime on my way to retaining my FGW championship. So be there that night. Come watch what I do. I promise you, it'll be a night you'll never forget.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The FGW World Heavyweight Champion, the Guiding Light, Matthew Taylor. Be sure to show up if you're in the Hamilton, Ohio area for February 4th for Origins 4. And that is it for the Everett Lee Show. Want to give a quick shout out to everyone. Follow us on my social media over on Facebook, Everett Lee Show, Twitter at the Everett _ Lee. And of course, Podcast City Network, your top source for independent podcasting. Be creative, be yourself. Follow them over on podcastcity.net. Hit them up on social media, Facebook, Podcast City Network, and Twitter at Podcast City Net. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. I will see you all again next week for another new episode of The Everett Lee Show.